This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Security forces killed a protester and wounded 91 others in Baghdad Saturday as tens of thousands of Iraqis gathered in mass anti-government protests in the capital and blocked roads leading to a major port. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has details.
The protests that have swept Iraq for weeks are now the largest to hit that country since the era of Saddam Hussein. On Saturday, thousands blocked every road leading into the country's main seaport on the Gulf. Daylight demonstrations have been largely peaceful. Violence happens as the sun goes down. Overnight, security forces used live ammunition. More than 250 people have died since the protests began.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Turkey's defense ministry says at least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian town of Tal Abayad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG, the Kurdish component of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The ministry also called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the United States considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State. Ankara seized control of Tal Abyad last month after the Turkish military and its allied Syrian militia launched a military incursion into northeastern Syria against the SDF. That followed U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw U.S. troops from that region. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Islamists held a rally in the heart of Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, Saturday, demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Imran Khan. They arrived in a convoy 2 days ago, led by firebrand cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman, who heads the Jamaat-e Ulema-e Islam party. During the rally late Saturday, Rahman described Pakistan's government as illegitimate and promised continuous struggle against it. Rahman has given Prime Minister Imran Khan until Sunday night to resign over the country's economic hardships. Khan has said that he will not succumb to pressure. Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for an attack in northeastern Mali that killed at least 53 soldiers and one civilian, the group's Amaq news agency reported on Saturday, though it did not cite any evidence for that claim. Mali's government said that the soldiers and civilian were killed in an attack on an army post in northern Mali in one of the deadliest strikes against the West African country's military in recent memory. The government said in a statement, reinforcements have been dispatched to secure the area and to hunt down the attackers. In September, nearly 40 soldiers were killed in two separate jihadist attacks on two military bases. Hong Kong riot police continued to be out in force Saturday night as protesters set barricades on fire following a day of mass protest across the city. Thousands of black-clad, masked protesters defied a police ban and streamed into the central shopping district for another rally demanding a meaningful autonomy. Scores of protesters occupied streets at the upscale Causeway Bay shopping area, chanting pro-democracy slogans. Another big crowd converged at the nearby Victoria Park. The protests began in June over a now-shelved plan to allow extraditions to mainland China. They have swelled into a movement seeking direct elections for Hong Kong's leaders. Tens of thousands of baseball fans crammed into downtown Washington to celebrate the Nationals' World Series victory Saturday. Players rode in open-top buses as confetti cannons showered the crowd. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser said the team made all Washingtonians proud.
By finishing this fight, you have brought a tremendous amount of joy to our town and inspired a new generation of players and Nationals fans.
Washington beat the Houston Astros 4-3 to take the World Series title for the first time since 1924. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.